You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Art and the natural world come together in a new exhibit on scientific illustration at Boise State University. Curator and artist Jay Razkorshek was originally trained as a comic book artist. Well, now he spends his time on detailed depictions of plants, animals, and fossils. Returning to his childhood, spent exploring the Owyhees and the Sawtooths. And Jay is joining us live in studio today. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
So you were originally trained as a comic book artist, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how did you make a shift from comic book artist to basically scientific illustration?
Well, I grew up in the Scouts. So I grew up hiking the Sawtooths, the Owyhees. I grew up working on a farm. So after a couple turn of events, I was lost and I decided to try to reconnect with a lot of my childhood. Mm-hmm. And I came back home for like about 6 months and I spent most of it outside. And I realized that what I had always loved was filtering the environment surrounding where all my childhood memories were and reinterpreting it. And yeah.
So what is scientific art?
Scientific illustration is, you can classify it as what you see in textbooks, or you can look at it in, museums or science journals or murals or editorial, whatever depicts nature.
So did you have to learn any new skills artistically when you switched from comic book art to scientific illustration?
Just like a continued development of my draftsmanship and then also just my research skills. I had to do significant like journals pieces. Researching that I didn't have to do when I was just telling some more simple, more emotional based stories.
And also scientific illustration is significantly based on photographs. So why not just put a photo in a textbook, let's say, versus an illustration that you would be doing?
There's a couple different reasons. One, a lot of people tend to react emotionally rather than just based off of raw information. There's also a degree of filtering. Photos taken everything and kind of flatten all the information out. But whereas, like, let's say in a specimen reconstruction illustration for paleontology, you can emphasize certain features that are important, which, might look like a bump on like a fossil is actually like, part where the ligaments attach to the bone, or like different aspects of that nature.
So you can really clarify it a lot better than with like an illustration versus if I'm thinking of like sometimes, like you said, with paleontology, you see a photo and it's like almost one layered in that regard.
Exactly. We can choose to discard the useless information and emphasize the much more needed. Yeah.
So let's talk about the fact that your art and the art of four other scientific artists are on display right now at Boise State University. So what do you think is the importance of displaying this kind of art, within a community like this?
Well, I think, as America becomes more urbanized and as we slowly group more and more together, I think it's really important to remember the environment that exists around us, and we're unfortunately changing and slowly destroying. And I think we need to put a higher priority on celebrating it, respecting it, and restoring it.
Well, and also, taking us back to maybe parts of our childhood, right, where, we're told to go outside and play, and that's what you did, but you really kind of communed with nature in a way.
Exactly, yeah.
So you co-curated the exhibit. So what goes into actually putting this show together like this?
Well, we have to go through a lot of different artists, work. Some works better than others. So it's kind of like putting together a puzzle, And then it's actually, getting it and like, ensuring it and transporting it and all that hard work,
So just like any other art exhibit that you would see.
Exactly.
So do styles vary from scientific artist to, do artists have a different style when it comes to this type of art?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I think comparatively to other illustrators, other illustrated fields, it's a little bit more conservative. You know, we do have to place an emphasis on accuracy, rather than just storytelling or mark making.
Well, right, because if you're putting this in a textbook, right, I'm thinking about like just my kid's science book, right? I mean, if they're learning about like let's say photosynthesis, right? I mean, you got to be accurate.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah.
And then the kids, you know, because if not, they'll take a test and be like, that's not what the picture said, right? So, but then how does that vary then from artist to artist? Just kind of your personal touch?
Well, it depends on what the artist is working for, right? If you're an editorial artist, obviously you're going to be different than if you're working for like the Smithsonian or the Cornell Labs, right? Like, so I think it really depends. And like how far and what sort of work you do.
So what can people expect to see at this current exhibit?
Well, we've got a really nice selection. Bryce Robinson is a very talented illustrator who focuses on raptors, does a lot with the Peregrine Fund. But we also got work from a kind of national famous Jane Kim. She's a muralist known for her vast murals of monarch butterflies.
Oh, I bet those are beautiful.
They are stunning. She's got a couple down in Ogden that are quite beautiful. So, yeah.
So where is the exhibit? Because, I mean, Boise State's not small. So where can people find it?
It is at the new Blue Galleries, the Kay Hardy and Gregory Calso Galleries. Yeah.
So is that it's in the new Fine Arts Building? Is that
yes.
where it's located?
Yes.
And how long is it going on?
It is going from January 29th, so it's already up, through May 1st.
Oh, so a nice long run then.
Yes.
With that. I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking more about this. I did not know this existed, but I mean, once you say it, I'm like, oh yeah, textbooks, things like that. We don't think about that part of it.
Indeed, yeah.
We've been talking with Jay Raskoshek. He is a curator and artist about an exhibit going on at Boise State University right now. It is Scientific Illustrations. Will be up until May 1st. Thanks again for your time.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.